Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 6:12. He said, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Another translation says it like this. Someone will say, I'm allowed to do anything. See, people use living by faith and grace as an excuse to yield to the flesh. Well, we're not under the law. Well, we don't live by rules and do's and don'ts. So they just yield to the flesh and just yield to the flesh. Now, he said, yes, but not everything is good for you. I could say that I'm allowed to do anything, but I am not going to let anything make me its slave. We ought not be a slave to the television. Right? We ought not be a slave to food. Is that right? A slave to soft drinks or junk food or coffee or tea or anything. Anytime you can tell that if your body doesn't get a certain thing, it starts screaming. Where's my cigarette? Where's my cigarette? I want my cigarette now. And if you go, oh, okay, okay, just a minute. Let me get you here. Here's your cigarette. Now that happens every day, right? Yeah. Where's my cigarette? And so the man on the inside is jumping up and serving the flesh. Right? And so this man is a slave, or this woman is a slave to nicotine. Where's my drink? Where's my beer? Where's my drink? I want my drink now. Now. Refuse to be a slave. I said refuse to be a slave. It can be, where's my Coke? Where's my Coke? I gotta have my Coke. Where's my coffee? I mean, I got to have my coffee now. How many understand that is not your spirit talking? Amen. That is your flesh. And your flesh is ruling the roost. I got to eat. I can't wait. I got to eat. I have to eat at certain times. And if my food ain't there, you know, there's actually one preacher said this to another preacher. I mean, you think he would know better. But he said, talking about his wife. When he got in, his wife had to have the food on the table at what was 5:30. And he said, if it ain't on there, there's going to be hell to pay. You wonder if that man saved. I'm serious. I mean, that's how sinners act. They don't know God at all. What is that? Flesh ruled. I've got to have my meals. I've got to have sex. I've got to have this. That's your flesh ruling you with an iron fist. You got to be strong on the inside and get strong and built up and go, no, we'll eat when I say we eat. And we don't when I say we don't. Right? The man on the inside controlling the outer man. Right? No, we're not going to eat any more candy bars this week. No. Your flesh will go, now I got to have my Butterfinger. In the afternoon at my break, I always have my Butterfinger. Where's my Butterfinger? Where's my Milky Way? I always put a Milky Way in my lunchbox. You say, well, this week you're not. Shut up. You get a Milky Way when I say you get a Milky Way, if you get a Milky Way. You shut up. You keep this up, you ain't getting a Milky Way for a month. That's good. Who's the boss? Who's in charge? Who's running this thing? And people like to pretend otherwise, but the reality is the flesh is ruling the roost. in people's houses and marriages and life. The flesh is ruling. You got to get strong in your spirit and go, we sleep when I say we sleep. We get up when I say we get up. We eat when I say we eat. We don't when I say we don't. And if the flesh hollers, let it holler. If it cries, let it cry. It's good for you. I'm serious. The Bible talks about crucifying the flesh, doesn't it? It's good for you. Let it cry. Yeah, but I want my Snickers. Shut up. You ain't getting no Snickers. It's good for you spiritually. I'm telling you. It's good for you spiritually. You're not letting your flesh and your desires rule you. Turn with me, please, to the book of James. And then the book of Philippians. You guys listen so good. I hadn't got out of the introduction yet. If you haven't been with us in this study, it could benefit you to get the tapes. Because we can't go over everything every time that we've taught previously. But our first points we talked about how to reach your physical goals. How to get in control of yourself in these areas. The first thing we talked about was grace and truth. The humble get the grace and the truth makes you free. Amen. You must quit believing lies and pride will hold you out. You see, so many times if something comes up about an area that people are weak in and they're not being successful, they'll get haughty. They'll get aggravated. Oh, were you talking about my fat? How dare you? This is my fat. This is me. When I say, what are people doing? They are identifying with this extra weight. They're saying, this is me. There's no way you're going to get rid of it like that. Or let's say you want to gain 30 pounds. You feel like you're too thin. You say, well, you're talking about me. You're talking about me, you're too thin. You'd have to make something up to say we told anybody that they were too thin or too heavy. We've told you repeatedly. If you say, hey, I like the way I am. Wonderful. Apply this to some other area of your flesh. Right? Physically. But what we're talking about is people who want some changes. And we're talking about how to do it. So many times people like don't rock the boat Christianity. You know, tell us we're okay and leave it at that. But in God, there's always more. How many believe that? In God, there's always better. Always. And so, no, there's no condemnation. But at the same time, can we come up to a higher place? Can we operate on a higher level? Yes. Is there power in God and in faith to reach your goals and be satisfied? Amen. Happy with yourself. Happy with your life in every area. Do you have to go through life not liking something and feeling intimidated or embarrassed about something in your life decade after decade? Why would you have to do that? Be because God chose that for you? And God ordained that you're supposed to be this certain way physically. And so you say, well, I just have to accept, this for my lot in life. Well, people say the same thing about poverty. People say the same thing about sickness. Don't they? Yeah. I believe there's victory in Jesus. Yeah. I believe we're overcomers. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I believe you can stay after it and you can believe God until you wind up perfect and entire. Wanting nothing. You believe that? The second thing we talked about, if you remember, if you were here, was vision and desire. You got to see yourself reaching this goal. You got to see yourself having this thing or doing it. And you got to decide that you want it enough that you're willing to pay the price to get it. The Bible said count the cost. We talked about that. And it's going to cost you something. Well, let's go back to the same thing. I mean, let's say you got extra 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 150 pounds, whatever. Principle's the same. And you're saying, I want to get rid of that. Well, it's going to cost you something to get rid of that. But if you don't get rid of it, it's going to cost you too. Right? Cost you with health problems. Cost you not feeling good about yourself and not looking the way you want to in your clothes and not being able to do certain sports or things like you'd like to. It's going to cost you either way. Thing is, which price are you willing to pay? Somebody said, well, I like to eat pie and I like to stay up late and eat potato chips and I don't like to exercise, so I don't care. Well, that's your choice. But don't pretend that God chose that for you. Did you hear me? Be honest about it. If you want to make a change, then you can, but it's going to cost you something. And that's what brings us to this tonight. In James, are you there? The second chapter. Now, I keep saying it, but it'll bear repetition. It is not in my desire or heart to tell anybody what size to be or what weight to be. That's not my business. And I don't have anybody in mind. I'm not preaching to anybody. Not at all. And there's no condemnation. And I will love you just the same if you're 100 pounds heavier than you are right now or if you're 50 pounds lighter than you are. I will love you just the same. And God does too. Amen. Or if you're thin, if you feel like you're too thin or whatever, you know, we're accepted in the beloved because of Jesus. Right? And whether we eat or don't eat or lose weight or gain weight, that cannot make us more or less accepted in Jesus. You understand that? We're not talking about that. I hope you understand that. We're just talking about you being happy with you. Your spouse being happy with you. You not letting something defeat you in life. Because if you don't keep your body under, it'll keep you under. Right? Amen. In some form or fashion. People battle with depression. They battle with insecurities and fears and intimidations. And they won't do certain things. They won't get involved because they don't like the way they look. They don't feel good about themselves. That's bondage. That's robbing people. Do you see that?
Yes.
How could that be God? How many believe there's victory?
All
things are possible to him or her that believes, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Does all things mean all things? Has to. Or the Lord would have said something else.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R213. That's R213, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.